The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Sirius XM channel 158. We don't care how you're taking us in. We just appreciate that you are any which way. Any of the above.
That's right.
Or as Kelly says, if you do them all together, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Take a video of that. Not just a picture, because I need to be able to hear everything.
We got Fezzik coming up. We got Felica coming up. Friday's second hour. We love this so much. And Grace Remington will join us, our own Grace Remington, with a vibe report from Circus Sportsbook right behind us. It's called the Vibe Report, but it's also a vibe report. You know what I mean?
I'll give you an early vibe report.
Well,
where are y'all at? This place was jammed yesterday.
Well, they lost all their money.
Maybe, yeah.
So I still got an hour and 15 minutes away from a tip-off. Let me go through some tweets first. Well, I only want to go through a few of these. You know how, like, sometimes you get a tweet and it still lives on your feed, but then the guy deletes it afterwards? But you can still see it, though,
because
I haven't refreshed. This might be the most offensive tweet I've ever gotten in my life. You ready for this?
Oh, this is good.
JC562076, since deleted, he says, "Hey, have you seen the movie Office Space?" he says to me. I'm like, "Yeah, of course I've seen the movie Office Space." He goes, you remind me of the opening scene. In the most complimentary way possible. Do you remember what the opening scene was?
No, I don't.
There was a dude, listening to hip-hop, and then, like, he had to roll up his window.
Oh, this is when he's stuck in traffic? He's stuck in traffic?
Oh, like, yeah, dude, that's not me at all. I don't know. That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing anybody ever said to me. Ryan Hyatt, "Are you ready? It's time for Dump Button Friday," he says, on the glorious and much talked about second hour of A Numbers Game with Gil Kelly on VSiN. Who will force Kelly to hit that button today? Will it be Felica Fezzik or the wild card entrant Grace Remington? We have had a history. What Ryan is referring to is a history of potty mouth for Fezzik Fridays and Felica Fridays and Dr. Bob Fridays. We got through Dr. Bob.
We got through Bob clean. So, yeah, he's the favorite every Friday. So
let's bring Chris Felica in, the Bear from Fox Sports, part of the Bear. Not only part of, he's the emperor of the Bear Bets empire over there. Multiple podcasts. You have a question from Twitter, Chris. First of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. We have a question on Twitter from you. We'll start with there. Brocco wins. Roger Jones says, "Hi, Gil. Can you ask?" And he writes this. He goes, "Can you ask Mr. El Oso," that's the Baron in Spanish, "if he feels his handicapping gets a bump after being in a big tournament?" You were just in the big horse racing tournament out here. Yes or no?
Yes, I do. That's actually a great question. And I never fully, like, thought about it, but I do think it does, because I'm just consuming so many different races and so many different tracks over the course of 3 or 4 days that I'm watching and noticing things that I probably wouldn't have seen if it wasn't for being present in a tournament like that. So I'm seeing results, and I'm seeing trips, and I'm seeing horses, and looking at past performances that maybe I wouldn't necessarily have looked at. So I'm filing all of these things away. I'm seeing results happen. Maybe did I have the right horse? Did I maybe get, be like, there was a horse at Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, that I had at like 19-1 that ran second and just had started late. I just kind of broke a little slow and came flying up for second. So the horse breaks better. He probably wins. So, yeah, there are things that you maybe wouldn't have noticed that you file away for later. So, yeah, good question. And I do think that it does. And just the fact that you're in that room talking to a bunch of people about their opinions as well. I always say, like, whenever I lose a wager or see a wager someone win that I maybe wouldn't have had, I always like to use it as a learning experience and figure out why I missed something and why someone else may have won on it.
How did your friend do, by the way? Because I know going into the last day, your friend was like in sixth place. How did he do in the end?
Alex finished eighth. He had a great run. He finished eighth and took home, I think, just under $100,000. Another guy at my table finished 20th. Another colleague of mine. It was a good week for everybody there, except for me, who got to the cut line with three races to go on Saturday, and then I couldn't get another winner. But I was super happy for Alex and Paul.
Well, the first hour when I was busy talking about college basketball, Kelly was spending the whole hour trying to find the horse race that you bet on today.
Only five minutes.
Where is that horse? And who
tomorrow,
is that
tomorrow.
Horse?
Yeah, tomorrow. It's a big day at Fairgrounds tomorrow. Louisiana Derby, Fairground Oaks is kind of their last go-around of Kentucky Derby preps. And you see 4-5 in a horse race. You don't always want to take 4-5, but really it's not that bad of a price. I'm looking at the number 7 horse. in the Fairground Oaks tomorrow. Good Cheer. She's probably going to be the significant favorite in the Kentucky Oaks. She is 5-for-5 lifetime from Brad Cox, 5 daylight wins. You look at the field, and the only horse that I think that could potentially upset her is the number 3 horse, Hava. Shuri DeVoe's horse, second time out, 8-to-1. Like, I'd be looking it up, betting the number 7 horse at 4-to-5. Good Cheer to take an undefeated record into the Kentucky Oaks.
Before we get to your international football picks, otherwise known as soccer, we had a little bit of clairvoyance here happen prior to the segment. Kelly, we did Are We Sure earlier, Estamos Seguros. We did Are We Sure, and Kelly didn't read through his whole list. And one of the things you had was, are we sure that the, what, you had a specific team?
Are we sure Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback option than Jameis Winston?
And Chris Felica had no knowledge of this.
No knowledge of this.
And randomly, before the segment, asked,
I said, are we sure you wouldn't rather have Jameis Winston as quarterback as Aaron Rodgers? You guys were talking about like making a joke about the Giants and winning a Super Bowl with Jameis Winston and Malik Nabers. And I'm sitting here just because, like, Aaron's been rumored to the Giants. And I'm like, I don't know. I might actually rather prefer to have Jameis than Aaron Rodgers right now.
I would
too. It's just so much drama around Aaron Rodgers. I mean, older. I mean, Jameis, his teammates love him. Yeah, he throws some picks, but I don't know. And you look at the salary cap hit that you're going to take as well. Like, I don't think that's like the worst decision you could possibly make. Give me Jameis.
Give me Jameis.
25 over Give me Aaron Jameis.
Ryan. I really hope he ends up on the Giants. Like, Giants fans, you're not going to be good anyways. Like, you might as well have some fun with Jameis throwing bombs to Malik Nabers all year.
At least make it not boring. That's right.
Yeah, and we're going to have to sit here and watch that. I'm not going to say the word. I don't want to hear any cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Remember.
I don't want to hear that.
Remember.
They're going to put him in primetime 19 times. Give us Jameis. Let's have fun.
It's a bigger crime to be boring than it is to suck.
That's right.
That's right. So Giants, come on. Do the right thing. What about your soccer plays? What do you have?
I had to put 2 plays here just because the under that I really like is -205. You know, I'm not going to give out a -205, but tomorrow I put together a two-legged parlay. Comes out to -102. League One, Wrexham Stockport, under 2.5. Wrexham is obviously, everybody knows Wrexham. They're looking for automatic promotion up to the Championship League next year. They're tied with Wickham, who they just beat last week, but they're down on goal differential. Stockport's in a spot for a promotion berth in the playoff, at least right now. Both teams have been playing lower scoring games lately. I think this is a very deliberate match, and under 2.5 in Wrexham Stockport tomorrow is something that I like. And then I parlayed that with League Two, the double chance with Walsall versus Gillingham, and that gets you to -102. Walsall is the top of the table in League Two. They've kind of made a mess of things lately. They had a big lead, and now their lead is only 3 points, and Gillingham's really further down in the table. Walsall's on the road. They should at least come away with a point here. So Walsall double chance against Gillingham, and Wrexham and Stockport under 2.5. That gets you to -102.
These are 2 of the most convoluted picks we've ever had in the history of the show.
I really wish Chris Flick would stop stealing my plays.
Let me repeat. In horse racing, he's got...
I feel like Nigel.
Good Cheer in the Fairgrounds Oaks. That's the 11th race tomorrow. Then he has a soccer parlay, the Wrexham Stockport under 2.5 parlayed with Walsall's double chance, and that comes out to -102.
Because why not?
Wait,
because
I think I have a legit follow-up question. Isn't Wrexham Stockport like a rivalry? Did I learn that in watching the show, Chris, or no? Am I whiffing?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. No. We both believe it is.
Glad we got that squared away.
Makes it even more apt for an under.
Let's go to the big dance. What did you bet today?
Yeah, I'm Oppo, you, and Jason there. I took Ole Miss plus the 1.5. Again, Chris Beard is a tournament coach in the first round that you don't want to really bet against. North Carolina just seems like everybody's darling now. This was a UNC team that really hadn't done anything during the course of the year. And now we're lauding them. We're moving them through to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight because they beat a bad Mountain West team. I think they're running up against an Ole Miss team plays much better defensively, has much more, many more scoring options than San Diego State did. So I like the Rebs plus the 1.5. And then tomorrow, I lay the 7.5 with Texas Tech for whatever bankroll I have left after yesterday. I love Texas Tech. They kind of got their bad game out of the way yesterday when Wilmington kind of made a game of that. They should get McMillan back playing Drake. Look, Drake, congratulations. You dribbled down your leg and you survived against an Ole Miss team that really couldn't get out of its own way. You're not going to face that tomorrow. I love Texas Tech laying the 7.5.
Survivor, you're in. We're in Survivor together. You, how did you do yesterday?
I went 1-2. I had Creighton, which was the first one in the bag, which was great. Won that, and then I had Georgia, which decided not to show up. And then I had Yale, which obviously decided not to show up either. So I went 1-2, and I bought back on the other two, and I went Baylor today.
You, what did you do today?
I went Baylor today. I went Baylor on two and Liberty on the other.
Baylor on two and Liberty on the other. Again, it's upset rewarded, yeah. So that's why he went Liberty on the other, which is
especially with the ones that you rebuy. You really need to pick up seed points there in order to have a chance later.
That's right because you're starting at zero with the rebuy entry. Chris, always a pleasure. By the way, the Georgia thing, we're not making enough of that. That was one of the weirdest no-shows.
30-5? Is that what it was?
27-3 and then 30-5.
Oh, yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah, that's not good. Not
good. It just means more in the SEC.
It just means more. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it as always. Steve Fezzik, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest, next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Eliminate all the fake handicappers who are pitching fake records. Juice Reel is bringing transparency to the picks marketplace. All Juice Reel betting accounts are synced with the betting history directly from the sports books, so no hiding those bad records. Juice Reel ranks every bettor based on their actual betting record. Sharp bettors can even get paid when others follow their picks. Check it out for yourself. Download the Juice Reel app. Use promo code LETSGO and receive $25 in free app currency that you can use to check out what the best handicappers on Juice Reel are betting. It's free in the App Store. I'll spell it for you. JuiceReel. Download Juice Reel today. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Oh, JC tweeted back. He said he meant that office space thing as a compliment. Okay, so not the window part. Gotcha. Brian Morianen, it's Fezzik Felica F-Bomb Fridays. Yes, we're going to try to avoid that. So far, so good. And Jason Stark, I just heard what may be the understatement of the year. Jameis throws some picks. Did Kelly say that or did Chris say that? I'm not sure. Obviously, he throws a couple of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. So much of a pleasure that he has his own intro. Fezzik Fridays with Steve Fezzik.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Wow. See, Crack has a cool intro, but he doesn't have a voiceover with the intro.
You're just trying to make me happy.
Yeah. How you doing, man? You good?
Crack made me happy. He had a big day yesterday.
All right, we got to talk about this. You want to talk about this first?
Sure.
Okay. I brought it up earlier. So for those, again, this is kind of inside Vegas, but it's not inside Vegas because it's when any kind of good promotion comes up, you know, as bettors who want to make money, it is sort of incumbent upon us to try to take advantage of this. So Virgin, which is down Harmon, right? So just off Strip to the
former
east.
Former Hard Rock,
where, again, I walk in the building and it's
poor
like,
spot,
oh,
Gilly.
I love this place. I don't go very often, but they did no juice yesterday, same day March Madness spreads, and they do it today again. No juice, same day March Madness spreads. It ends today. 2 days. That's it.
And forever.
What's that? And forever. This is what I said earlier. It's going to be, they're going to get so killed on this that they're never going to do it again.
So there's precedent for this. This has been done twice that I know of in Vegas.
Yeah.
They did it at Station Casinos one time. We're still trying to figure out what happened, and they got crushed. And to their credit, Circa knew they were going to lose, but I think if you ask
them...
Wait,
you just said Circa, not Circa.
So Circa did it. Oh, opening. When they opened, they had the second one of Vig Free, and they knew they were going to lose.
Yeah.
But even they, would tell you, they never anticipated how terrible, you know, that they would do. Yes, this is the third time I'm aware of it.
Now, so the reason is not just because it's no juice. It's because that it creates, and we alluded to this with Crack yesterday, it creates opportunities where you can bet a team, you can bet a +3.5 and a -3 on the other side. So you're essentially risk-free betting over there. And so eventually those will land accordingly. And it's just like for bettors, it should be, everybody should be there. And you were shocked. Maybe you weren't shocked, but you had a takeaway from the lack of a crowd there yesterday.
Yeah. So I had two takeaways, but the like you said, one of them was that we hear all the time about, oh, there's hundreds of pro bettors and they're everywhere and the like. And there just aren't that many of them, because think about this. We talk about the importance of getting the best number and shopping and everything else. Well, why wouldn't everyone be at Virgin? Even if you got the worst number by half a point, playing at -100 is better than getting an extra half point and playing at -110. It's very, very close, but it's still better. So they got the best number on both sides. You would think it would be like the, I'm an old movies thing. Pink Panther strikes again. There's like Oktoberfest. Every assassin in the world is descending upon Oktoberfest trying to kill Clouseau. And it should be that way at the Virgin. And there's, like you said, there's like 40 guys there.
Ben. Tops. 40 tops. Tops. Yeah. It was so interesting just being at the window there, and with no juice, you're like, oh, here's $1,000. Now I get back $1,000 for everyone. Like, so everything was so, you know, perfectly. Wow. If only life was like this every day. With no juice kind of thing.
And to put this in mathematical terms, if you're a drunk baby blindly betting, you're going to, you're -4.54%. All right. That same drunk baby that's randomly playing plays is at 0%. So it's like a 4.5% promotion. So let's put this in blackjack terms. Imagine blackjack paid 5-2 instead of 3-2. Mm-hmm. That's about the equivalent. Can you imagine what would happen if they had a blackjack 5-2 promo? People would fly in from Russia to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to save. Should I save the crack part for when Crack is here next week, or should we bring this up here?
Oh, sure. Bring it up. I haven't heard the full story, so I want to hear it.
Well, too. Okay. So yesterday I go there right after the show. I'm making bets. I'm about to leave. Crack it, where I text Crack and be like, oh my God, this was amazing. Whatever. And he's like, oh, I'm upstairs. Come upstairs.
Party.
And he's like, you know where, it's that one escalator, because we lived there for God's sakes, basically. So there was a whole area where there was supposed to be a party, and apparently this place is never packed with anybody. It's empty, right? They don't use this facility very often, but there was a party with food catered. It was great, and we were having a great time watching games. He was fielding all of your just frantic, go get this right now kind of thing, because that's you're puppeteering all kinds of stuff, not just with him,
not the word I'd use, but
I'm going with puppeteering. Anyway, so I, at some point in the day, I'm like, okay, well, I'm leaving, right? So I go, and, you know, I don't think anything of it. And then later in the day, Crack texts me. He goes, you got to call me. He goes, what happened? So I'm like, okay, what happened? So he says, oh, my God, when you left, everything started happening. I'm like, what are you talking about? And because when you're at the Hard Rock, I'm like, what are you talking about? What did happen over there? So he said that, you know, they descended on him. The folks at Virgin descended on him.
Security?
Not security, but it could have gotten there. Mm-hmm. But they came to him, and as Crack was telling him, we'll talk to him about this next week. But as he was telling the story, they came to him aggressively, right? Never politely. They came to him aggressively, and they're like, one of the guys that he knew was telling Crack that he was getting heat from above him. They're basically like, you know, they were going to kick him out because apparently the limit was 3 dimes per bet. Now, this is not written anywhere. None of us knew that, right? Mm-hmm. So you, Steve, and here's the thing. Stevie's the reason for all this, because Stevie is telling Crack to bet more on something.
Go.
So Crack unknowingly bets another 3 dimes on one of your plays that you were giving him.
There's no rules.
Well, okay, but apparently, so apparently they saw this from this, you know, eye in the sky, and they want to kick him out of it. And Crack is just pissed. Like, he's like, I wish you would throw me out now, right? Because it's like, it's not written anywhere. And the irony of the story is, this is what they were mad about. They were mad about him betting double on the same team, as opposed to the thing I was just talking about earlier, which is getting sided on stuff, which they're completely unaware of, apparently.
It reminds me of like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know, Gene Wilder it's like he broke the rules. He stole fizzy lifting drinks. He bet twice, so he doesn't get the chocolate. He loses. Good day, sir.
Oh my
good
God.
Day.
So spitting halfway towards me, Steve. The it's okay. The thing, but imagine also who has promoted this more than anybody is Crack being on this show. Crack was with Patrick Everson promoting the whole thing that they were doing no
free
juice.
Social media.
Yeah, free social media.
And he's about to get go
and
out
he's
handcuffs
about to
here.
Get walked out of the joint for the crime of betting more.
Yeah, and you know, just 30 seconds on, and it drives me crazy as a bettor seeing these bookmakers. Yeah. It's okay to deal. You're going to lose regardless, but when you deal no vig, you got to deal no vig pricing. So specifically, you don't ping pong between 3 and 3.5. You deal -3, -105,
yes,
+3, +105. You find the equilibrium point, because otherwise, if you just keep going back and forth, you're just giving, you know, the bettors a free roll to kick your teeth
amazing.
In. And what's funny is there's not one game landed on the number. Wisconsin was sitting on 19, almost landed
almost,
17.
Almost.
And all it takes is one.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden you're staring at, you know, we got, you know, 50,000 in action and 25,000 pushed and 25,000 beat us.
Well, that's what happened yesterday. So Crack will tell us all about it on Thursday. But I was surprised, like you, that there weren't more people there. But then I wasn't surprised after thinking about it, because it's what we've always said, which is there's a lot of big talkers, right? A lot of people who say they do this. But you wonder if it was all legit. Even if it wasn't them personally, they would have their runners there or somebody.
They'd have a representative.
And
for years, you know, famously, I'm in town for 20 years, Frank B., like, whenever there's a really good promo, and it could be blackjack, video poker, sports betting, it was frightening how I'd show up and there was Frank B. He always knew about it, and he knew about it. And so there's like five guys like that, Bad Cutter and some other guys, and like a Goose. And like, where are these? Where are all these other, you know, big talkers about, you know, get the best of the number, have lots of outs, and they're yard virgin, and they're not there.
Well, got the old feels back in that building, though. That was it was fun to be there, though, nonetheless. So that was what we do. That's what happened yesterday. Stevie has done what he does from time to time. Most famously, he laid -4,500 on Purdue against Fairleigh Dickinson a couple years ago in the 116, and we know how that went. Well, Stevie's at it again today. We'll talk about that, among other things. And then Dr. Bob was just on. You had something to say about Dr. Bob. Other things to talk about. Oh, what did we learn from March Madness yesterday that Stevie feels we should think about moving forward with all of our bets? All of that more with Fezzik Fridays right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you ready to take your sports betting to the next level? The Sharp Plays at SharpPlays.com is your secret weapon. Since 2011, they've been building trusted relationships with major sportsbooks and sports insiders worldwide. They provide daily updates on what top professional sports bettors and betting groups are wagering on, so you're always ahead of the game. But that's not all. They just launched a cutting-edge AI betting analysis, or an analyst, I should say, that provides even more selections and reports, giving you the edge you need to win. The best part, you can check out the Sharp Plays free content anytime. Get real-time betting action reports, alerts, and more through email and X directly from the pros. Plus, explore all of their records, including detailed online logs right on the website at sharpplays.com. With the Sharp Plays, you're joining a team that's never had a losing year. What do you have to lose? Start today. Get access to the best betting insights at sharpplays.com. Skill Alexander, Stevie Fezzik here standing by, but let's take a moment. There's a live shot of the Circus Sportsbook here right behind us. Look at that thing. The largest sports book on planet Earth. Everybody ready for opening tip here in the Mississippi State game, about 45 minutes away. And our own Grace Remington is on the scene with the Vibe Report to get us the buzz on the floor. How you doing, Grace? Good to see you.
Hey, Gil. Good morning to you. Great to hear you again. Yesterday was definitely a success here at Circa Sportsbook. We had our first bottle service yesterday at 9 a.m., so I don't know if we're going to beat that today. I guess we'll set the under over there. Can we get an 8:30? Who's to say? But I spoke to Circa owner Derek Stevens yesterday just about the action coming in. He said they're taking in a lot of parlays, which is new for Circa. He kind of determined it's all the out-of-towners, and I think that makes a lot of sense, just making the rounds through the first and second floor floor of the casino today. I'm seeing sports logos from all over the country. So sports fans well represented here, the largest sports book in the country. This is the place to be for March Madness.
That's interesting. More parlays than he remembers previously. That is interesting. I don't know, and it's probably the reason, more out-of-towners. How was your day yesterday betting, and what do you have today?
Well, you know, Gil, I watched 12 hours of basketball just to break even. But I think when we reach the most efficient markets of the season, that's kind of a win. Today, I actually have a play on the first game of the day, Baylor and Mississippi State. This is our WTF special of the day, wrong team favored. Baylor should be the favorite in this one. So I found the line flip a little bit surprising, but two teams going in different directions entering the tournament. Baylor finished the season strong. They lost to 3-seed Texas Tech by just 2 points. They lost to Houston, a 1-seed, by just 4 points. And then they blew out K-State, a top 66 KenPom team, by 16 points. Go to the other side. Mississippi State has kind of sputtered into this tournament. They've lost 5 of their last 7 games. Those 2 wins came to LSU, the worst team in the conference. And then they have losses to Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma, all teams that are power rated below Baylor. Looking at the metrics, Baylor just kind of beats them out in those key opportunities like free throw shooting, 3-point shooting, turnovers. And then I also have a take on the first half under. We talked about this one yesterday. First half unders go 55% in the NCAA tournament, and these early tip-offs, they go 58%. Part of that is the depth perception, getting used to a new stadium. Well, I was looking at the home and away splits, first half shooting for these two teams. Baylor scores 6 fewer points away from home. Mississippi State scores 5 fewer points away from home. So that kind of plays into the theory there. So I'm on Baylor plus the points. If you can get them on the money line greater than even odds, that's an even better play.
All right, Grace, watch out for that guy over your right shoulder. He looks a little sketch, by the way. I would just keep an eye out on him.
Appreciate it, Gil.
You'll be doing this all day, right? From the spot.
Oh, yes. We'll be all around the sports book. I'll go out to stadium swim. Yesterday before noon, it was popping out there. I mean, it's a blast. And we hit like almost 80 degrees. Every single pool was full, so I'll be out there later, too.
Cool. We appreciate it. Grace, thank you so much. Enjoy the day. Good luck with your bets. Grace Remington, the Vibe Report, right here on a numbers game this morning. Kind of her to join us for a spell there. You like the early unders in these games, generally.
Generally, but it hasn't been working, and yeah. I gave up on it. It's like the first six, first half, the first four in Dayton, and then the first two games yesterday. The first half went over in all six, and I said, the heck with this.
And kind of easily, right, in most of them.
Like, yeah, it makes me wonder. I know, like, in prior years, they've used the new basketball. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, the feel is, like, just a little bit different, and it throws off the players. And I wonder if they changed that, because that was a cash cow to play first half unders for years in every tournament.
Well, we'll see if that one works out for her. I know what you haven't given up on is laying a big price on a money line. On a big favorite, obviously. That's why the money line is as big as it is. And we have another example of that today. You famously, for those who are unfamiliar with Stevie, a couple years ago in the 116 game, he went -4,500 on Zach Edey and the Purdue Boilermakers. And they, of course, ended up in a historical upset at the hands of number 16 seeded Fairleigh Dickinson. And you were taking all kinds of incoming on Twitter because you lost this. I remember there was like a close call right after it where you did it again on some other team.
Yeah, DePaul. Seton Hall. Or no, it was Villanova. Yeah.
But your point is, forget everybody. Maybe you didn't use the word forget. The math is the math, and the math works.
I'm like Mona in The Incredibles. Oh, darling, that was 2 years ago. Forget about that. The pajamas you're wearing. I haven't lost one of these big money lines in 2 years. And yesterday went 2-0. With the number one seeds cruising along. I got some texts when Auburn was struggling, like at the end of the first. Here we go.
Yeah. Crack and I might have mentioned something to ourselves.
Yeah. So today, the best one's Duke, and like at Profit X, you can Abrams, great author of but how much did you lose? And he was like, I just was able to bet, 50 to win a dollar on Profit X. So a lot of square ball bettors think about this. They're told if you bet historically, if you bet the money line in every dog, you make money in the big dance. So, well, can't exclude, Duke's opponents. I got to put them in. And that drives the number to the point where you can get Duke at less than -100 to win a dollar. And Duke's going to win like 99.7, maybe 99.3%. Elihu and I are arguing about the exact amount. But as long as it's above 99%, risk 100 to win $1. So, public service, don't bet more than 5% of your sports betting bankroll on any bet, no matter how good it is. So don't go crazy on this, but, you know, it's enough to make lunch with.
So you are laying what today exactly on Duke?
I laid my average is like, dollar cost average is like minus 8,200 on Duke.
Okay.
Minus 8,200. And if they lose, I'll lose the same as I lost on Purdue, which was a lot.
What percentage of the audience just heard that are like, oh man, I hope he loses this.
It really is remarkable. Like the, like the hatred of all the, because I mean, I'm just giving you good information. And like, what's interesting is I'm driving in and you guys are we sure all four number ones aren't going to make it to the final four? So think about this.
Yeah.
Duke's a 32-point favorite. I don't think that this is the hurdle Edwin Moses is going to trip over as he goes to win the race.
Yeah. So this is just a sort of for the newer bettors. Let's just do it with an easier number. So if you're betting a minus 150 favorite, right, the, you know, 60% is the conversion on that.
Break-even
right?
point, yeah.
So it's the break-even point. That's the strike price. So in other words, to be profitable, to make that bet, you would have had to have assessed that it is higher than 60%, that minus 150 favorite will get home, therefore it triggers a bet. Now, maybe not by an inkling, but by enough that it would trigger a bet, right? So 60% would be the break even, the strike price for that. Minus 150 makes it easy. For something that is a cartoonish, and the more the higher the money line goes, the higher the break even becomes incrementally with every dime that you add, all the way up to these cartoonish ones that you're doing. But your point is, it's still math. And even though that one moment like Purdue can happen, if you're hitting the next 99 of those, right, the math is still working out for you.
And Purdue was a 23-point favorite, all right? Yeah. And 23-point favorites win 99% of the time. Duke's a 32-point favorite.
So again, now mathematically, and as we sit here, this is the difference between theory and actual practice. We're here on a Friday morning. The games haven't started yet, right? So we get it as we're talking here in a quiet moment where nothing is happening and we're doing the theory of it and the math of it. We understand this conversation. I understand. Listeners understand. But in practice, right? In practice, we're talking about practice now.
We're talking practice.
Yeah.
We're not talking real bets.
I'm talking, well, this time.
This time it is real.
This time by in practice, I'm talking about the real bets. For the actual individual who understands what you're talking about in theory, right? Mathematically, they understand it. But to actually go ahead and make that bet regardless, because this is what Crack and I were talking about yesterday. Like, we get it, but we're still not doing that.
And there are people that go to the bank and they put $100,000 in the bank and it's going to take them 3 months to earn $1,000, okay, mm-hmm. as opposed to taking 3 hours to make essentially the same wager because Duke's not losing today.
Right.
I mean, of course, they have a 0.3% chance to lose. It could happen. Thank goodness the ball. I like that the ball is round. You know, they always say that. Oh, yes. The football is shaped funny, you know, but the round ball is much more predictable. Yes.
But you get that you are more of a, let's face it, Stevie, you got a robot brain. You're an actuary. So you are a very small percentage of human beings in the sports betting world. There's many who understand what you're saying, but there's very few like yourself that would actually make this bet.
And the key is just don't bet more than 5% of your bankroll. Again, if you surveyed 100 geeks from the Ivy League stat geeks and they asked, you know, all 100, they would all agree it has positive expectations.
I just want the admission from you that you understand why people are more, that the average person is still, despite the theory, they're like, what I'm saying is don't go crazy on that person.
If they choose not to do it. Absolutely not. Hey, I got bear claws and I got shamed by the Chris Bear Felica for doing so.
What can we learn from day one of March Madness? What does he have today? Fezzik, next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Getting ready for day two of the madness. Second half of the round of 64. Cannot wait. Hope your brackets are going well. Survivor, your bets. If you're in the bracket challenge, hope you move on up the scoreboard today, or the standings, I should say. It's time for our G-Bank best bets of the day. Let's get those recapped before we move along. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. I'll start with mine. I'm on Grand Canyon today. Obviously, I have 10 more bets in the VSiN Bracket Challenge, but these are actual bets in the account. Grand Canyon plus the 11, I got that early, against the University of Maryland. North Carolina, the Heels minus one as they try to become the 12th. Is it the 12th or the, yeah, I think the 12th first four team to make the round of 32 in the last 13 years. Xavier trying to do the same. And Liberty plus the points. Dr. Bob did not like the Liberty play, by the way. He's on the opposite side there with Oregon. I also have McNeese State I added tomorrow in the round of 32. I got McNeese State plus the points against Purdue, the Boilermakers of Purdue. And then tennis, Miomir Kecmanovic. Only one play today in tennis after a nice, tidy 3-1 yesterday with a plus 170 dog hitting. I'm on Miomir Kecmanovic plus 122 versus the Norwegian Casper Ruud. Also with our best bets today, Kelly Bidlin, Kelly Bidlin. He's on the Rockets laying the points in the NBA. The NBA having the absolute audacity to still play games during March Madness. Can you believe that? Rockets minus 5 tonight. He's on Michigan State. He's on Sparty laying the 17. He, too, is on Grand Canyon. He's got a couple bets on Grand Canyon, plus the points and sprinkle a little on the money line. He's on Carolina as well, the Heels today. And he's on Memphis, plus the points against Colorado State. A lot of different viewpoints on that game and different bets. Stevie Fezzik is alongside. We'll sort of telegraph the pass with some of his plays here, though. Stevie, would you like to talk about these briefly? St. Mary's minus the points.
So how good would it be if we could get in our time machine and go back and bet Gonzaga against Georgia? That would be cool, right?
Yes, it would.
Right, because obviously that line's completely wrong and the Zags rolled over them. Well, maybe we can. Mm. You know why? The same game's being played. We've got another middling SEC team in Vandy, similar to Georgia. And we've got another top team in the West Coast Conference in St. Mary's. It's a very similar matchup. So I just saw this movie. Hopefully we see the movie again. St. Mary's goes ahead and lays the wood to Vandy. And I might add, I love looking at how conferences are doing. And right now, you got to be out of your mind to back a Mountain West team.
Hold that thought. You also have three bets tomorrow. You're taking the points with Creighton against Auburn, with Gonzaga, and with UCLA.
Yeah, and I think my favorite would be the Zags. I really think that the Zags are, we talk about all these ones going through all the way. I'm not sure Houston's going to get to the Sweet 16. The Zags could conceivably win this game. The Zags should be a three seed, and they're seeded eighth. It's just funny. The committee, you know, just, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with their seeding.
Okay. Chris Felica, he had college hoops plays as well. He's on Ole Miss against Carolina. He's oppo us on Carolina. And then Texas Tech laying the points tomorrow in college hoops in the round of 32. He's also got horse racing bet. Could good cheer in the Fairgrounds Oaks. That's tomorrow in the 11th race. And then a parlay in soccer. The Wrexham Stockport under 2.5 goals, along with the Walsall double chance that will pay you minus 102, or that's what you will lay, minus 102 on that soccer parlay. And then I think that's it, right? Oh, Jason Weingarten, not to be outdone. Jason Weingarten is on Carolina against Ole Miss. On the money line, he's on Grand Canyon. He's sprinkled a little on the Grand Canyon money line against Maryland, plus 450. And then we promised we would repeat these because his audio went bad. But he has, now that he is engaged and he's got that behind him, he can focus on baseball. He's on Marcelo Meyer to win the AL Rookie of the Year at 40-1 and Tomoyuki Sugano to win the AL Cy Young at 300-1. That might not even be listed in some spots. Tomoyuki Sugano from Jason to win the American League Cy Young. Stevie writing that down now frantically. G-Bank, the official bank of Visa, as always, we recap every show's bets at the end of the show with all of our bets from every show host and guest. G-Bank upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First, new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases. That's purchases within 90 days from account opening, receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VEASAN.com/GBank. That's VEASAN.com/GBank, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Stevie, you just, oh, by the way, we have a couple tweets here I want to get to real quick. Mike Alvarez, I really like all of Stevie's info and movie references. As a bald, he says, I hate Stevie because of his hair, though. He's jealous of your hair.
There's a lot of dye in there.
Jealous of your hair. Matt Trudel, Gil, I think Fezzik pulled another moneyline bet the week before last at minus 4,500 and won that one, too. Go get him, Fez. Cash those tickets. And Chris Heath reminds you, though, it's still an elliptical object, the basketball, and can roll any direction.
Ouch.
Just worried about your bet. That's all he's saying. And Jason Ice Cold Gambler says, by the way, Chris Heath also liked your Willy Wonka. He says, great analogy and better impression. Ice Cold Gambler, Jason says, so Gil, will crack be back at Virgin today, or is he already 86 from there? I say he goes and hammers them on the last day of no vig. Let's go crack, man. He is going back. He's absolutely going back. And Stevie will be, letting him know. By the way, Crack texted me. He says, be sure to let them know, because I neglected this detail from that story. He made the additional bet on that same team 2 hours later. It's not like he did it.
They had time to move it.
Yeah, they had time to.
And they chose not to.
And they probably did move it a few times.
By the way, they checking IDs, or can anyone go into that VIP area with the
They're checking IDs. You don't get the no vig without giving your ID.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, you're in the special party room, though, right?
Oh, yeah, they're checking IDs.
Okay, so I got to do the no vig in the.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't know me. I don't think they like me over there.
Ooh, What a shocker. Someone doesn't like you.
No, it's blackjack. Yeah.
So you mentioned something when we're talking about Gonzaga. They went out to a 27-3 lead over Georgia. Then it was 30-5. I mean, Georgia was a complete no-show. So you mentioned in your St. Mary's pick tomorrow, you feel that's the same situation. It's for you. I heard middling SEC teams. I heard Mountain West disdain. What is sort of your takeaway conference-wise then?
Well, I always try to look at the early reports, because remember, these teams, they played nothing but conference games since early January. Mm-hmm. And the Mountain West has a historically horrendous against the spread record. You know, going back to like the last 90 games, they've only covered a third of their games. And they've just been terrible. You know, you look at these notes like the Utah State against UCLA, and there was another Mountain West team, San Diego State, to start the tournament. And at some point you say, I cannot back this conference. You know, they've been historically terrible, and they've been terrible this year. The ACC, oh my goodness, Louisville, complete no-show. Clemson, no-show. We have to be concerned about Duke. I bet North Carolina, and I'm not nearly as high after seeing what just transpired by the number two and number three teams that both won 90% of their conference games and couldn't play a lick here so far.
Forrest Lehman cautions you, though, on Twitter. Forrest Lehman says, yes, Fez, you do get a second chance. It's exactly the same, except for the minor detail that Gonzaga and St. Mary's couldn't be more polar opposite in the way they play. So he's not buying your
Yeah, well, one more thing. I'll go to Santa Clara, the number four team of the West Coast Conference, just completely destroyed a pretty good Cal Riverside team. It's in the NIT. What does it matter, Fez? Well, again, the whole idea of, hey, here's a conference. They all play against each other for two and a half months, and that conference is... The recent results against non-conference foes in March has been very strong.
All right, repeat your bets again. So you're on St. Mary's tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm on St. Mary's minus 4.5. Yeah. Hopefully we get a carbon copy. Yeah. But they slow plodding St. Mary's team instead of a styling razzle dazzle Gonzaga team. And then on Saturday, I'm on UCLA plus 4.5. Crack, by the way, alerted me to this one. So kudos to the crack man playing Tennessee. I've got Creighton plus, I think it's 9.5 now, against Auburn, and I'm on the Zags, plus 5, and they will upset Houston tomorrow.
Yeah, I am on McNeese tomorrow, plus the points. I'm thinking about adding Creighton as well. I didn't know why that didn't make our list, but I added that as well. Before we go, real quick, you got 30 seconds to a minute here. Bob was on before you, Dr. Bob, and you had a point to make, because I know the notion of sports betting Hall of Fames sticks in your craw.
Yeah, you know, we talk about what a lousy job the committee does, and I think Spanky does a great job for the most part on his Sports Betting Hall of Fame. There's another one out there that's no good, and it's just the administration paper pushers Hall of Fame. But, I mean, Dr. Bob is so much better at this than all these guys. And I have great respect for, you know, for Richie B and Nick Bogdanovich and a whole bunch of the old school bookmakers, but... I mean, Dr. Bob not being in the Hall of Fame, he single-handedly was moving all the lines, you know, talked about in the Wall Street Journal. It has a documented, you know, winning record against widely available numbers. He's up like 1,000 units. He's like literally, you could make the case that he's the best in the world at this.
Mm-hmm.
The best in the world. You know, I would put Michael Jordan in the Basketball Hall of Fame. That's just me. But I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. Someone needs to do some explaining to me.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And by the way, great dude on top of all that. And those are not plentiful in our little corner.
My number one criticism is he works too hard. He'll stay up all night going through the entire card. And if it's a play, he's going to give out. He doesn't care, you know, whether it's three plays or 38 plays.
And then he'll make you wait an hour and a half going through them Saturday mornings.
What's he going to do? You know, it's like he releases his plays at one per every 90 seconds.
Look at it. Buzz. We're 20 minutes away from tip off. Good luck your plays. Let's go. March Madness. Stormy is next with Money Moves. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.